Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. I'm Jason Hammer. Big Nige is here. And man, there's a lot going on with this Joe Hogsett MLS story. We've been talking about it all afternoon, and I want to get somebody in the mix here. Brian Mowry is the minority leader for the City County Council here in Indy. So, Brian, when did you find out that old boss Hogsett was going to waddle up there to the microphone and announce that we're chasing down an MLS team?
So the first time I heard news about this was actually not from the administration at all. It was from the developer, Keystone, that brought me in to let me know that the deal is on the rocks right now, and that the city is now potentially pursuing outside people from outside the state that can come in and bring in MLS teams, what they're telling the city. And to my recollection, that's been the goal all along with Indy 11, is to one day transform that into an MLS team. I don't know why we wouldn't go with someone homegrown and rather than go out of town to find somebody to do this. I think Keystone can get this done. I have faith they can get it done. And for the city to start pulling the rug from under them is disgusting.
So for those who don't know how business works at the City County Council, normally the mayor, or at least his administration, runs things by you, or at the very least, the Democrat majority. I understand sometimes the Republicans may be the last to know, but at least the Democrat majority of the council. It sounds like the Republicans and the Democrats were caught off guard.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a conversation with Madam Leader Lewis on the Democrat side, and she was caught off guard as well. So I jokingly told her I expect this kind of treatment to the Republicans, but certainly not your own Democrats doing that to you. But it goes to show how much this has been in secrecy. And from what I'm gathering from the rumblings on the council between the other councilors, is there's not a lot of support for the administration to do this project without Keystone.
So the way that I understand this, the Keystone Group, which was kind of behind the Indy 11 and building this new stadium over near the west side of Indianapolis, they all of a sudden have said, you know what, we feel like we're being a little disrespected here, and this whole stadium deal, which the construction looks like it's already began, the area is blocked off, might not even happen now, but Joe Hogsett is pitching an MLS team to come to Indy without a stadium, without a plan, and without talking to the City County Council?
It's a bold move. It's something that I don't know how we try to get this done without having input from counselors. Given that at the end of the day, this would have to pass the council to be able to for it to be done, and to keep us all in the dark and not in the loop on this, just goes to show that what they're doing is not something that I think the city wants to see. Especially the counselors. We don't want to be left out. The citizens don't want to be left out. The taxpayers deserve to know things that are going on. And if that's what the route we're trying to take, we need to know why that is. And they should have brought us in a long time ago, not just at the 11th hour. Oh, hey, by the way, we have this new project. Let's not forget that the development of what's going on for Indy 11 Park right now they've already sunk tens of millions of dollars into this between remediation, demolition, and design.
And it sounds to me, Brian, like you guys as a council were left out, and even the Indy 11 were kind of left out. Because you got to remember, one of Joe Hogsett's longtime political advisors and aides, Thomas Carl Cook, is working over with the Indy 11. And based on reporting from our friend Abdul, it sounds like he also was kind of left out of the conversations.
Yeah, from what I gathered from the conversations I've had with East Keystone and Indy 11 and Thomas Cook, is the city kind of went on a left them on red, if you will. They left them on red, and they weren't responding to anything. And then all of a sudden, now the deal's dead, and they're going with somebody else. And that's all fine and dandy if that's how you think it's going to work, but in reality, that's not how it's going to work. It still has to go by the council, and the mayor still has to get council support for this.
Now, normally, correct me if I'm wrong, whatever Joe wants, unfortunately, the numbers dictate that the council usually goes along with it. It's a very Democrat-heavy city-county council. But I'm kind of hearing that even like Vop Osley and some of these Dems, they're a little ticked off because of the way this thing went down.
That's been the consensus, absolutely, between amongst all councilors, is they're very ticked off and upset about how this has been handled. And I don't think the mayor has the support at the moment to get this done without Indy 11.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but this can't happen without the support of the council, right?
Absolutely, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And let's not forget, we've already passed, the state passed the PSDA already, and we've passed our part of it as well. So we've already had, we've already set the ball in motion. Now we're trying to roll that back.
So what happens with the Indy 11 now? Have there been any conversations about the future of them? I assume if an MLS franchise comes to Indy, that's the end of the Indy 11, which is kind of a rough way to end a great partner for the community. But let's just say the MLS decides to pick Tampa or Sacramento or one of these other cities bidding for the franchise. What now? How do you restore that relationship with the Indy 11?
That's the short-sightedness of this administration. We see acting on impulse and not thinking of the long-term ramifications of what could happen if this doesn't go through like they want it to. You've now spit in the face of a loyal hometown person that has developed a lot of Indy and has been a key stakeholder in the city for many years. Now you're sitting in his face and telling him that, oh, you can be a small piece of this or you can not be a piece of it at all. We don't really care. That's not how this should be working.
We're chatting with Brian Mowry. He's the minority leader on the City County Council about this bizarre Joe Hawks at press conference yesterday about possibly bringing an MLS franchise to Indy. And I'm noticing that the hotel that the city is now running for some reason is being built. Illinois Street's being blocked off for a number of weeks now for more construction on that. Is that part of the selling process of what's going on here? Because I can't imagine the other hotel owners in the city, you know, the owners of the JW Marriott or any one of these other hotels, are real happy about this city-ran hotel. And now we're finding out Joe's trying to do back alley deals to bring major franchises here. It just seems like that would be part of the conversation. And that sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. I think this has been handled very poorly and very dirty. And the fact that everything has been so secretive and behind closed doors seemingly is disheartening. And it doesn't give you a lot of confidence in administration to do the right thing and bring in the key stakeholders from the beginning rather than at the 11th hour.
How much of this, and again, this is my opinion, and I said this earlier in the show, how much of this do you think is Joe Hogsett wanting to have something positive for his legacy? Because right now, he's a three-term mayor, which is very rare in the history of this city, but he's got nothing to show for it other than the highest homicide rates the city has ever seen, the riots, and going missing during the riots. I know for a fact Joe tried to get other gigs before he ran for a third term. He couldn't find anything. So how much of this do you think is an ego thing for Joe Hogsett, wanting to have something to say that this is my legacy? I brought a franchise here, because right now I don't think he's got anything to show for it.
Yeah, let's not, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to have 12 years to actually have said he's done something. And at the end of the day, right now, he's got nothing. Like you said, the only thing he's got is record homicides. And that's certainly not the trend we want to see the city going into. And this could be a potential way for him to try to make something of a legacy of what he did on for the city. Rather, I don't think that he's gone about this in the right way to do that. And as such, he didn't get the support of counselors and left us in the dark for so long that now a lot of counselors are ticked off and saying, no, we're going to stick with the original proposal as proposed and not pursue this other deal now. with someone. It feels to me like someone from out of town saw that Ersol was doing something big with Indy 11, and then said, well, maybe I should try to get in on a piece of that. And the city just went right for it.
And what kind of message does this send to other business owners in Indy? I mean, look how dirty the Indy 11 are being treated here. I mean, if you're a business owner and you decide to partner with Joe Hogsett, first of all, that's on you. But second of all, what kind of message does that send?
Yeah, I mean, we've had groundbreakings with the mayor, the governor. Like I said earlier, the Indy 11 Keystone have sunk tens of millions of dollars into this. What does that tell? Absolutely. Well, you know, that's a great question. What does that tell the other business owners and business partners of the city? To me, that tells them that they are not as valued as they think they are. And, oh, you did all this work to remediate the site. We appreciate that. Thanks for setting it up for us. We'll go ahead and take it from here. And leaving you, the person that did all the work, out of it, which is wrong, and that's not how we should be handling this.
Brian, last thing here before we let you go. What's next? Like, what do you guys do next as a council? What's the timeline of dealing with this big mess?
Yeah, next is hopefully I get drawn in by the administration for more than just one call to hear their side of it. I've had one call with someone from the administration to hear somewhat of their side, but never had a meeting with them about this until yesterday. That's disappointing in and of itself. But now we go to the full council. It'll try to be introduced to the full council and then heard at committee. Let's hope that the councilors stay where they are now in opposing this and staying with the homegrown people.
Brian Mowry, he is the minority leader for the Indy City County Council. Brian, thank you so much for your time. And please keep us up to date on what's going on here, because I think a lot of people are curious about how this is going to play out.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, and thank your listeners for listening.